Gotta make sure my mic is working. Alright. Today is Wednesday, March 18th. And as I'm looking at this date, March 18th, it's 2020, by the way. 2020, March 18th. Specifically, though, that's a significant day for myself. And I'm not really recalling why, but I don't know. That's a date that 318, you know, that comes up quite often. Let me take a look here. So such a crazy day. Gotta get this Pokestop though before I leave today. Man, it's crazy that I can still be addicted to this piece of shit game called Pokemon Go, even though all this is going on around me, you know. I kind of think it's crazy because, I don't know, do you ever feel like you kind of manifest shit in your life? It's just kind of, that you think about things too a little bit too much and then they just end up happening. So I don't know, I'm not gonna say too much, but I do want to say that I did pray for change in my life, and you know, I didn't wish, you know, I was actually praying to God for, you know, the first time in ages. And it was just simply because I've had a little bit too much stress in my life, and it just hit a boiling point that day. And to top it off, I was having issues with hold on, stupid guy did a stupid turn into their streets. There's so many cars out right now. Doesn't even look like it's a week. Well, but they're coming the opposite way. That's the crazy thing. Like, usually you have traffic going the opposite direction, you know, and it's packed. This time it's coming from the other way. And the gas stations are full for some reason. I don't know if people are scared there's going to be a shortage on gas. But looks like you're going to have to act fast. Maybe the price of oil is going to go up. Well, maybe that's an indication that I should stop and get some provisions, some gas, in case I need to get the hell out of here, out of nowhere. So, anyways, if you guys haven't heard, there was a 5.7 earthquake in 3 miles from Magna, Utah, where the epicenter was. And there have been continual shocks. I've counted at least 10 where I live, you know, but I know there's been several counts, and there's official counts if you Google Utah earthquakes, obviously. I don't know. We'll make it, you know. It's kind of surreal, though. It seems like we'll start seeing some horseless the horsemen of the apocalypse coming out of nowhere here shortly. So if I can help it, I'm gonna grab some gas here in the upcoming gas station, and maybe I'll grab some food poisoning filled. Holy crap, dude! It's packed. I really don't understand what's going on. It seems like the world is... Oh man, there's about to be a crash. Oh, that was a close one. There's a guy pulling into the gas station. A guy over here that ran a green light and, you know, was about to swerve into another car. Oh, holy crap. I wonder how it feels like when those earthquakes, because there's been a lot of aftershocks. I wonder how it feels I wonder how the aftershocks feel like while you're driving, you know, because it's pretty surreal to see, you know, like your house, right? That's the most stable thing you can think of, you know, whether it's stable and, you know, physically, you know, and it's also stable metaphorically, you know, or maybe that's not the right word, but you know, it's you know, your home is your stability, right? You want to be home, you want to be in a safe place, and it's also, you know, it's usually the strongest place that you are around. Like, it's well built, you know, it's structurally well built. I have a basement. Maybe that's where I should be if another one of these were to hit. I don't know, you know, it's just crazy. I, you know, never would have imagined that my morning would play out this way, and kind of sucks too, because I locked myself out of my house. It's freaking cold, and I'm hungry, didn't eat dinner last night. You know, I haven't ate for a few days. I've just been stressed out. They've been working us to the brink at work, and it's kind of shitty because they, you know, they want to suck a lot out of us right now. But, you know, I've been burnt out for a while. I haven't had a vacation. You know, I've had some time off, but I wouldn't consider it a vacation. You know, I haven't felt like I've literally haven't had a vacation for maybe 2 years. And, you know, there, I have all these people looking to collect debt, you know. I wish I didn't have so many issues, so I could start actually, you know, trying to tackle these problems instead of just avoid them and hope that at some point I'll be able to, you know, deal with them. But sometimes you just gotta look after yourself, you know, and you gotta be grateful for the small wins you do get in life, because, you know, a lot of people can't even work right now. And, you know, I'm sitting here complaining that I have too much work, you know, but it's kind of shitty, you know, that all this shit that I was complaining about over the last couple of months and years, you know, all of a sudden, you know, it becomes a non-issue, you know, out of nowhere for other people, you know, like, fuck me, right? You know, and you know, I understand there's business obligations, there's, people get comfortable with their situations, and holy crap, man, just would have thought that things would change that fast, like a 360, you know. Okay. Freaking fucking assholes, man. Try to let this guy in. If no one on the other lane would stop. When there's like a clear red light ahead of us. Oh man, I should really get gas. $2.40, $2.73. I haven't even looked at the prices. Is it because people are anticipating gas prices going up because of this whole earthquake and coronavirus situation? Well, I'm gonna stop anyways and get some gas. Telecom lines, maybe? That's probably what it is. Kind of envious of that job. Looks kind of cool, I guess. Sorry, I had kind of, I don't know how much I went off there. I think I edited it out. I don't think it actually worked. I don't really care. I was kind of frustrated because this asshole, like, there's all these people trying to get gas, right? And he pulled into the gas pump, being another lane in front of him, you know? And he just stops, you know? Like, he could have went forward and then let me go behind him, you know, but he had to be an asshole and stay there, right? And this is when there's all these people lined up waiting to get gas and shit. So whatever, I filled up, took $71. Hopefully I don't have to spend it too much over the next couple of weeks, and I get to work from home. But you know, like I was saying, we're kind of on high alert, and I did get some emergency alerts. Salt Lake Valley experienced a 5.7 earthquake with multiple aftershocks. This is an evolving situation. Multiple agencies are coordinating the response. Damage assessments are being performed by public safety agencies statewide. And sorry, I can't read anymore because the light turned green, but it's still up on my little GPS phone here, GPS tracker. So here, there's another red light right here. I'll go ahead and finish that. So damage assessments are being performed by public safety agencies valley-wide. All areas of possible impact being monitored. If possible, shelter in place, limit travel, monitor television for updates. And, wow, what a fucking surreal experience. Like, I don't even know what we're, you know, what's ahead of us. You know, there's so many industries that are going to be impacted by this, and then we have this earthquake, you know. What if we have, you know, it's just like the, it's just perfect timing, you know, it's a perfect situation. I don't know if anyone has died, you know. I know a lot of my friends have reported in saying they're safe, but that's just about all I know. And, you know, obviously if people are hurt and injured, you wouldn't hear about them right away. Holy crap. It was a little bit worse in near the west side, near the lake. If you look at the map, you know, where the lake is, that's basically where Magna is. The, you know, besides Tooele, it's the biggest township around the Great Salt Lake. And, you know, obviously the Salt Lake City is next door, and, you know, there's all these other ones up north. But if you look towards the south of Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake, that's basically it. It's Magna Township, historical Magna, downtown Magna. And, you know, it's like I was saying earlier, your home is the most secure place you know. It's stable, you know, not only just because of the foundation, the concrete structure, and the nature of a home, but the psychological safety that a home brings. You know, your family lives there. You know, for most people, it's the most stable place they know. And to see it just moving, you know, it's really, really bizarre, you know, and it just comes to show you. So I did read a statistic that the countries that have the most earthquakes are the countries with the highest rate of religion. Like the Mexico, one of the countries that has the most earthquakes of the whole world, are one of the most religious countries in the world, you know, and it's also one of the happiest places in the world, you know. I haven't heard anything but good things about Mexico, as far as your happiness, right? Obviously, there's different parts of Mexico. And, you know, but I think in general, it's a less stress-free life. It's, you know, you're not burdened by the rent paycheck coming week after week. And, shit like that. So, I don't know, I'm late. Not making any money right now. I totally wish I could have just worked from home. You know, it so totally sucks that, you know, we have to risk being the most exposed, being around the most people, interacting with the most people, because we gotta help people on their computers, right? You know, and if someone's not really good at fixing viruses and preventing viruses from their computer, you know, which is, you know, what makes you think that they're going to be any better at, you know, preventing viruses from getting into their body? And it's just starting to rain. You know, I'm just sick of this, man. I really hope I can work from home for a few weeks after this and you know, pay off my debts, get some work done in the comfort of my own home. And, you know, I don't mind helping. I love that, you know, shit's hitting the fan and that it's putting me in a pressure situation. You know, diamonds are made under pressure, you know, and I really like being able to be a big player in the light of this disaster, and really help my company through a lot of things, you know, during this time. You know, I might and it's funny because, you know, it's everyone's on edge, everyone's trying to help, everyone's you know, on their best behavior. And it's just kind of annoying because, you know, that's how I am every day. You know, I'm always giving it my all. I'm always working as if the coronavirus is impacting our entire fucking company, you know. And then when you see, when you get to the situation and you actually have to hit into those energy reserves and you don't have any energy reserves, you know, shit's really, really crazy. But I'm getting another alert. iPause alert. Whatever that is. Holy cow, my work is empty. Everyone besides us losers who have to come in. Oh man, I'm just really worried for my parents, to be honest. My family, friends, obviously, but you know, it's just once you get older and your parents get older, and you realize how vulnerable you are, you know, with or without your, you know, with your parents, you're vulnerable. Just imagine, I can't imagine how vulnerable I could be, you know. With no parents, you know, it's kind of stressful and sad. But yeah, it looks like everyone's made their way out working from home. You know, I've been asking for the privilege to work from home, asking for a cell phone for months. You know, I finally got one just recently. You know, now it seems like everyone gets one out of nowhere. You know, we get to work from home, you know, and it's like, what was stopping us from not doing this before? You know, like, shit has to hit the fan before you guys start listening to me. So, you know, I'm at work. I'm going to go make the best of it. Hopefully, I get off soon. I want to go see my mom. I want to see my loved ones. And, you know, I hope everyone's okay. I thank you guys for listening. I appreciate all your support. And I really hope that I can continue to do these podcasts and to even a better, with better quality. And thank you guys again. Love and hugs and wishes.